You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to your Buckeye Talk, Ohio State football headlines for Friday, October 9th. This is Doug LaMaurice from Cleveland.com. Make sure you are listening to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week, wherever you listen to podcasts. Read Cleveland.com/OSU. Try our tech subscription service. 14-day free trial, season right around the corner. 15 days away as I record this. Try it at 614-350-3315. Let's get to the five headlines for Ohio State football this week. Some NFL news regarding the Ohio State Buckeyes. Second year NFL quarterback Dwayne Haskins of the Washington football team, the former record-setting Ohio State quarterback from 2018, lost his starting job this week, removed from the number one quarterback spot with Washington to now the number three quarterback spot. Head coach Ron Rivera making that change after a 1-3 start. Ryan Day, who had a great relationship with Dwayne Haskins, they helped each other immeasurably in 2018 when Dwayne Haskins won the starting quarterback job. Urban Meyer was suspended for the first three games of the year. Ryan Day was the head coach for the beginning of that season. Dwayne Haskins and Ryan Day on the same page. They advanced this Ohio State passing game to a large degree, setting up what would come next for Justin Fields. So Ryan Day was Haskins' head coach for three games, his offensive coordinator, the rest of that 2018 season. On his radio show this week, Ryan Day said of Haskins, "Dwayne is a very talented young man, and I have a special place in my heart for him. It's not easy for him to go through. He's going to come out of it. There's still a lot of football ahead of him. He's resilient. He's strong. And he's going to get through this. All great quarterbacks have gone through adversity." So a big season in 2018 for Dwayne Haskins led to him being the number 15 pick in the draft by the Washington football team. Now, after starting about half the season as a rookie, benched four games in to the 2020 season. For all your information about Ohio State football and what former Buckeyes are doing in the NFL, make sure you read Cleveland.com/OSU. Ohio State football looking like it will use a two tailback system in 2020. Master Teague and Trey Sermon expected to share the load, and Ohio State running backs coach Tony Alford talked about that this week. Master Teague, a little bigger, broad-shouldered, more of a between the tackles kind of runner. Trey Sermon, more of an upright runner, a guy who might be able to get to the edge. And Tony Alford said that's a good thing. Quote, "You don't want the same player, obviously, but you want guys that you can develop to be complete players. Some guys' skill sets may lend itself to be a little bit better in this area than this guy, but both of those things can be developed and hopefully developed at an elite level. This two tailback system is something Ohio State is kind of recruiting to now. In the class of 2021, they have two big time running backs coming in. Trevion Henderson, more of a between the tackles kind of runner. Evan Pryor, more of an outside runner. So we may see this more in the future, a plan for a two tailback system." This wasn't exactly as much of a plan. Trey Sermon, a transfer from Oklahoma. Master Teague, the backup to J.K. Dobbins last year. But it seems like they may work in tandem pretty well. So expect to see them kind of sharing the load. Master Teague still coming back from an Achilles injury in the spring. Maybe not exactly 100% at the start of the season when the season starts October 24th. But expect both of those guys to be involved and to stay involved pretty equally in the running game for the Ohio State Buckeyes in 2020. For all your Ohio State football needs, read Cleveland.com/OSU and listen to Buckeye Talk from Cleveland.com. Ohio State possibly lacking some depth at defensive tackle heading into the 2020 season. This is Doug LaMaurice from Cleveland.com. The reason for that, a couple injuries. One to former five-star recruit Teron Vincent, who had a torn labrum that cost him all of last year. And this week, defensive line coach Larry Johnson said that Vincent remains on slow progress in trying to get ready for the start of 2020. coming back from that labrum injury. The pandemic and not being able to work out at Ohio State has slowed his recovery a little bit. And Larry Johnson said, hopefully, we'll have him ready by the time we get to game week. That is October 24th against Nebraska. Meanwhile, Haskell Garrett, the Ohio State defensive tackle, who was shot in the face this offseason. Haskell Garrett, he's at practice every day, but he hasn't been yet cleared for full participation. It sounds like Ohio State is expecting Garrett to play this year, maybe sooner than later, but you're not sure he's going to be ready for the start of the season. So those are two of Ohio State's top four defensive tackles. They're not going to be there early on, possibly. That's going to really have the Buckeyes leaning on Tommy Togiai and Antoine Jackson and then some younger guys behind them. So they actually had okay depth there, but you lose two key guys at a position, and any group's going to suffer a little bit. So Vincent and Garrett should be back at some point, maybe even for week one, but here we are, 2 weeks out from the start of the season, certainly some questions around that. To keep up with all this stuff, make sure you are reading cleveland.com/OSU. I'm Doug LeMaurice. Ohio State linebacker news. Pete Werner, a multiple-year starter for the Buckeyes at the strong side, Sam linebacker spot. He's moving to the Will weak side linebacker spot this year. This is Doug LeMaurice from Cleveland.com. Why does that matter? Well, in his old role, Werner was tasked often with covering tight ends, being out in coverage. He wasn't in the box, making tackles against running backs and quarterbacks. And now he's a guy who probably will lead Ohio State in tackles in 2020. 10 of the last 17 years, the Will linebacker, guys like Ryan Shazier, guys like A.J. Hawk, guys like Joshua Perry, they have led Ohio State in tackles. Guys like Malik Harrison, who did it the last 2 years. That's the linebacker, that Will linebacker that you want running and chasing down running backs. You want them chasing down quarterbacks who are running. So this is an opportunity for Pete Werner. They're going to move Baron Browning to that strong side Sam linebacker spot. We'll have to see how the Buckeyes end up covering tight ends because Pete Werner did it pretty well last year. But in his final year at Ohio State, Pete Werner is going to have even more opportunities to make plays for the Buckeyes. So those are both outside linebacker spots, Will and Sam linebacker. But understand, this is a pretty major position switch. They like what Pete Werner can do in there, and he should be all over the field for Ohio State in 2020. Make sure you're keeping up with all your Ohio State news. Cleveland.com/OSU. Become a text subscriber for us at 614-350-3315. And of course, listen to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week. Ohio State football getting closer to finishing up its 2021 recruiting class, adding a player recently. It's Zen Michalski of Floyd Central High School in Indiana. He is a former Louisville commit who flipped to Ohio State. He's the number 625 overall player and the number 48 offensive tackle in the class of 2021. So not a highly rated guy, but Ohio State was on the lookout for an offensive tackle in this class. They did not get several other higher-ranked offensive tackles that they targeted. So they wound up coming back to Michalski, who, again, had been committed to Louisville, kind of like a second-tier choice for them, but they've had, you know, some success in picking up some of these developmental offensive linemen. So this is a position need that Ohio State had for sure as they come down to the final couple spots in this 2021 recruiting class. Zen Michalski from Indiana, the latest recruit for the Buckeyes, maybe one or two more spots for Ohio State, which currently has the number two recruiting class in the country in 2021. For all your Ohio State recruiting needs, make sure you read cleveland.com/OSU and listen to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week. I'm Doug LeMaurice.